Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time! And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series! The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over, and the celebration begins.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse.
A call that never gets old. From 2016, the Cubs win the World Series. Time now to jump on out to the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today.
And we are pleased to bring in a teammate of all of ours and the Hall of Fame broadcaster of the Chicago Cubs on 670 The Score. You hear him with Ron Coomer and, of course, with Zach Zaidman doing every single game. Our good friend Pat Hughes. Pat, welcome to Inside the Clubhouse. Happy holidays to you and your family. And I imagine that call will never get old for you, because it certainly doesn't for myself and Mike. It's one for the ages and one that will be celebrated at the Cub Convention. Believe it or not, Pat, 10 years celebration starting in 2026.
Bruce, it is amazing how fast the 10 years have gone, but thank you for having me on your show today, you and Mike. And can I just start off by saying, Chicago Cubs baseball is on the air.
That doesn't get old either.
No, please, yeah, more of that.
Absolutely. Pat, off-season-wise, we know you recharge your batteries. You get ready to go for another season here. But as far as looking at the team, you know, going into 2026, there appears to be a thought that the Cubs are going to get another arm for the rotation, hopefully a power arm that can pitch some innings. What are your thoughts about the rotation from last year and how they might improve?
Well, it's always the number one topic. How's your pitching staff? What's your rotation going to look like? How deep is your bullpen? Who's going to be the closer? These are always concerns, and that's never going to change, even though, you know, offense is certainly important, but still, pitching is the way you win in baseball. But getting back to the Cubs rotation, had Cade Horton been able and not hurt at the time of the playoffs, I think the postseason could have had a different story for the Chicago Cubs. Cade was brilliant. He pitched as well as anybody in the league for about the last, I'd say, 3 months of the year. And it was just a shame that he was unable to go with that rib issue, because otherwise, Bruce and Mike, it might have been a different story.
Yeah, Pat, I know I was a little surprised that Cade didn't win Rookie of the Year in the National League for how dominant he was in the second half of the season. But as we look at that pitching for next year, we've heard Jed Hoyer talk about how important it is and how they're going to aggressively go after pitching. They've already signed one bullpen arm in Maton, but we've seen it become more and more important as the years pass, the need for not only good bullpen arms, but lots of good bullpen arms.
Well, that's the thing. And here we are in late November. So many things change between now and opening day of the season and opening day of spring training. So we still have several months to go. Free agents are available out there. I saw where Dylan Cease signed a big deal with Toronto. A little surprising, not that he's untalented. He's very good. But his most recent outing, if you guys remember, was game 3 against the Cubs in the division round. And he only lasted, I think, an inning and a third or something like that. But still, he was a coveted free agent. But certainly that was not one of his stronger outings in that game against the Cubs.
Pat Hughes, our guest on Inside the Clubhouse. Pat, when you look at the totality of last year, there were so many times where I'd walk into the booth with you and Ron and Zach, and we'd sit before the game starts and talk about how much fun it was to watch a team that played really good defense, ran the bases extraordinarily well, appeared to be well coached and managed on a daily basis. And I guess the bottom line was, we hadn't seen much of that since 2018. 2020, as Mike and I talked about earlier, we really don't count very much with 60 games. So back to the type of baseball they played during that run from 2015 through 2018, that was fun to watch. And I guess does it make it going to work that much more gratifying when you know you have a team like that?
It's fun. In a word, it's a lot more fun to cover a winning team. I thought it was great to watch a few players. We mentioned Cade Horton, his development and his emergence as a star pitcher. That was great. How about Michael Busch over at first base? 34 home runs, drove in 90. Very difficult to do that as a leadoff batter. And he played good defense. He's a keeper, and that was a great trade the Cubs made to get Michael from the Dodgers a couple of years ago. Nico Horner, watching Nico every day is just a great joy. He's aggressive. He shows up with one idea in his mind every day, and that is, how can I help the Chicago Cubs win today's game? Dansby Swanson at shortstop, one of the best shortstops I think I have ever seen. Pete Crow Armstrong in center. What an electrifying ball player he is. I think once he gets a little more maturity and a little more consistency, that he's going to be an MVP candidate year after year after year. So, yes, it was a special year, and it's one that they can build on and one that I think fans are looking forward to regarding the 2026 season, which, like you said, Bruce and Mike, it's amazing. That's the 10-year anniversary of the Cubs World Series.
I know, Pat, and we listened to your call coming in, which I always love to hear, and I'm sure that, you know, it brings back wonderful memories for you, but it doesn't seem it's like, how is that possible that this is 10 years ago? And and it is. I mean, that's just the passage of time, I guess, but you've been here for 30 years now almost with the Chicago Cubs, and I'm sure you get lots of love from the fans. What are your interactions like? How have they changed since you've come in, and now with the Hall of Fame and the World Series title? I'm sure, you know, fans love to talk Cubs baseball with you.
They do, and it's such a special job. I don't take it for granted. I don't take any game lightly. I love the fans. I love the history. Wrigley Field is the best place to work. Just the atmosphere in the ballpark every day is special. But Ron Coomer and Zach Zaidman, we have fun every day. They are just absolutely great, great partners. Ron Coomer might be, and Bruce, I know you talk to him a lot too, he might be one of the smartest baseball people, certainly in the area of hitting. I think he is the smartest guy I've ever been around. But he knows so much about big league ball, being a teammate, being a team player, strategy. It's just a joy to work with him. And Zach Zaidman, the third man in the booth, very, very important as well. We get along. We like to cover the game, but we like to have fun. We like to laugh and enjoy the game. Because I think if you go to a big league ball game or any baseball game, for that matter, in your neighborhood, Little League or Pony League or Colt League, if you don't go and laugh several times, you're missing the point. This is a fun activity.
It's so much fun, Pat, because the way that you guys look at, if you make a call incorrectly and corrected, or there's another player out there that you didn't notice, or that Ron didn't notice, and you talk about it, you make it a part of the broadcast. You make it into the fun part of. You're only human beings doing a 3-hour live show, and you talk about that and incorporate that as part of the fun of the game. That you're here to help navigate through a baseball game, but you're just one of everybody out there. I think the relatability, Pat, is so strong because you guys have fun with the honesty of what's going on every day.
Bruce, the point you made about a live broadcast, you have no script, you have no idea what's going to transpire, therefore you have no idea what you're going to say. And when that is the case, you will make mistakes. I guarantee you, no matter who you are, even the great Vin Scully or Bob Costas, they're going to make mistakes. That's the nature of the beast. But I think the idea, or at least the theory for me, is to not worry about that. You're going to make them. If you do, try to keep them to a minimum, but have fun with them. Laugh at yourself. I enjoy that. I really do. And I think that guys get too uptight about making mistakes, and then they make 4 or 5 more. Don't let it worry you. Just go on to the next play and turn the page, and okay, what do we got next?
It's Inside the Clubhouse. Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito in for David today, talking to the great Pat Hughes for another few minutes here. And Pat, you talk about the fun of it, and to me, as I'm driving around listening, I've had the privilege to get to fill in with you guys over the years. That's what really makes it, because you and Ron make it such a comfortable and familiar booth. The fans, that listen to it 162 every year. It's not just the play-by-play, which is great. It's not just the baseball, which is great, but it's the fun. It's the stories, especially, that you and Ron come out with. And yes, the jokes, which you have become a wonderful comedian over the years as well.
I don't know about wonderful, but I like to have fun. I've always enjoy joking around. And again, I think it's fun to be at the ballpark, and I'm not going to change. And I know Ron's not going to. And Zach, I love hearing Zach laugh in the background. That makes me laugh just thinking about it. Here, I've got a trivia question for you guys. Now, Bruce, I know that you know the answer, so you're not allowed to answer this because you wrote an article about this game in Baseball Digest in the column entitled A Game I'll Never Forget. But in the history, Mike and Bruce, in the history of big league postseason baseball, there have been only 2 games where the losing team had the minimum number of batters, 27 batters, for the entire game. Now, one of them is easy. That's the Don Larsen perfect game back in 1956, where he beat Brooklyn with a perfect game. So 27 up and 27 down. What is the other, Mike? What is the other game in postseason?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
History where only 27 batters came up for the losing team.
Pat, I think I actually got this one, and only because I was at the game, the 2016 pennant clincher against the Dodgers. Do I have that right with Kyle Hendricks pitching?
Absolutely, you do. Nice. Bruce, give him a prize.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'd love to say that was because of my wonderful knowledge, Pat, but I happened to be at the game. It was literally the greatest game I've ever been to in my life.
Pat, he's receiving the ability to go home at 10:23 when we turn the station over to the Ohio State-Michigan game. So that in itself is a victory for Mike. Pat, every year at the Cub convention, you have a booth and you get to sit down and talk and meet hundreds and hundreds of Cub fans throughout that weekend, and also have your items to be able to purchase and talk about. Your company is called Baseball Voices. You have so many wonderful items, but the one that certainly sticks out right now with the 10-year reunion of the 2016 World Champions is that seventh game of the World Series, your play-by-play, the ability for people to have that, for you to sign that, to personalize it. Tell us about Baseball Voices and some of the things that you have for these great holiday gifts available to the fans out there.
Well, Bruce, thank you. You're very kind and always generous to let me talk about this on your show. The website is baseballvoices.com, and I'll even give you the number if that's okay. It's 847-867-3682. 847-867-3682. But we have... I started with producing, narrating, and doing the writing on the Baseball Voices series with Harry Carey and Ron Santo and the Cubs winning the World Series. Those are three of the 17 that we put together. But in recent years, as you mentioned, I have the scorecards, my own personal scorecards that I keep during the game. And I'm looking at the one right now for Game 6. The one that Mike answered the trivia question to a minute ago, when Kyle Hendricks pitched a masterpiece, that's available. But Game 7 of the World Series has been a very popular one, and it says the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. I'm happy to personalize them, to put to Mike or to Bruce, and then I sign it down below, and they've been very popular, but they're at baseballvoices.com. And by the way, what I like to do, I believe in customer service. I feel like if anybody orders two or more items, that I will call them personally to make sure that I get the personalizations correct, you know, to Aunt Betty or to Uncle Chuck or whomever. And it's baseballvoices.com. But it's been fun. They're affordable. I think they're $20 with $5 postage and handling, something like that. So for $25, you can get a copy of my Game 7 scorecard, and I'll be happy to personalize as many as you'd like.
And you have a lot of other items, too, bobbleheads and all the other games, the Kerry Wood games, so many other games that that the fans can get out there. And I'm looking forward to, the Cub Convention, where you sit and not only sign, but so many people come up and take selfies with you, some people that don't purchase. You sit and you stand and you talk to, and I mean, they are as happy to meet you as they are any of the players at the Cub Convention.
Bruce, that's one of the great things about being with a team for a long time, and this is going to be my 31st year coming up with the Cubs, and my 40, I can't even believe I'm saying this, it's going to be my 44th straight Major League Baseball season. So I'm just going to keep it going as long as I can. I love it. I love the fans. They have been unbelievably gracious to me. I know they are out there in big numbers. I think a million or more people have been known to tune in broadcasts at various times of postseason games. So it's exciting just knowing the great interest involved for the fans. And I don't take it lightly. It's not an easy job. It's one that I love very much, but it's very difficult. And I'm just going to keep it going as long as I can.
Well, Pat, we certainly hope that that's for a long time to come. I know everyone loves listening to you and Ronnie and Zach. And we're looking forward to another playoff season, hopefully in 2026, and maybe just maybe on the 10-year anniversary of the 2016 title, we might sniff another one of those in 2026. What do you think?
Well, I think that, yes. I mean, we had a very good season this past year. I tell people it was a good season, very close to being great, but not quite. Had we gotten by Milwaukee and gotten into the NLCS against the Dodgers, who knows what would have happened. So, yes, it's just fun to get in there and to win a round and then to get into the second round. And it brought back a lot of memories of 2016 this past fall. It really did.
Pat, happy holidays to you and the family. Look forward to seeing you soon at the Cub Convention. BaseballVoices.com for all that Pat offers, which is an awful lot. Thanks again for joining us today.
Bruce, thank you. Thanks, Mike, and happy holidays to all of your listeners.
Thank you, Pat. That's Pat Hughes, our friend, one of the best in the business of all time, really, Hall of Famer, Cubs play-by-play man right here on 670.
We have a lot of fun every game that they're home, and I've had the privilege to do pre- and post-game on the Cubs with them for a long time now, and it's just a joy every day out there, especially when the Cubs are winning. Mike, we have to wrap it up.
Yep.
Only have a minute or so left here. We want to thank James Fegan of the Sox Machine and Fangraphs for joining us, talking some White Sox. Also, Mark Potash talking about the Chicago Bears in our initial segment to start the game. And then, of course, the great Pat Hughes. Mike, to you as well, happy holidays. Be listening to The Score all weekend into Monday morning for more Bear Talk. Ohio State and Michigan next up. A game that's usually a pretty big game, even when you know, things are decided. It's always a big game.
People are always going to be interested. It's a perfect day today to sit inside with all the snow. Our thanks to Sean Sears as well for a job well done, as always. And as Bruce mentioned, coming up after us, Ohio State and Michigan, a top 25 rivalry matchup from Ann Arbor. Coverage at 10:30, kickoff at 11 right here on The Score on the Odyssey app. Then tonight, don't forget about the Bulls at the Pacers from Indianapolis. Pregame coverage begins at 6:15. Tip-off at 6:30 on The Score in the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Healy Forklifts.
And when you're out there today, be careful. Slow down a little bit. It's the first snowy day, so we know what that can be. We want you to be safe, enjoy the family and sports weekend, and spend it here on The Score.
Absolutely. Good to be in with you again, Bruce. David Hobb will be back next weekend. Until then, as Bruce mentioned, keep it tuned right here on The Score. The Bears talk will continue throughout the week. Your first place, NFC North leading, playoff contending Chicago Bears. We'll be talking about it all weekend. Coming up next, though, it's Ohio State at Michigan from the Big House. This has been Inside the Clubhouse. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.